Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Prophet David Howard Jr. with another broadcast for your learning. This Faith, Truth, or Consequences broadcast. I haven't been on Blog Talk for a while, but I'm seeing something going on in my hometown that just didn't sit well. And for most of you, you need to become more like me. You can't just believe what's on TV. See, a lot of people that I know and a lot of people that I meet, they get all of their information based on what they see on TV and whether or not they feel a person is successful or not, but they don't look deep into things. They just trust things blindly. And I want you to know that in today's world, you can't trust anybody blindly. You can't trust the people in your house blindly. You can't trust people outside your house blindly. You can't trust politicians. You can't trust preachers. You have to learn how to do research. For those of you that didn't know, I am from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And what's going on in Milwaukee right now with the police brutality, so they say, it just didn't seem right to me. So I wanted to look a little deeper into it. And let me just say this before I start. These people, well, you hear me talking a lot about the Illuminati. These people are masterminds. The Illuminati are masterminds, and I hope I didn't have audio difficulties, but I'm going to go back over what I said. But these people are masterminds when it comes to framing people, when it comes to staging deaths, when it comes to creating disasters in the world that ultimately will lead up to them being viewed as the problem solvers. A lot of you don't know about Rex 84. Rex 84 is an executive order. Look it up on the internet. That in the event of a national disaster / riot, they can gather up all the African Americans / blacks into concentration camps. See, a lot of you don't know that. See, there are people in the world who believe that we still should be slaves. And they do or don't do all that they can to continue to have us down and out. They literally are phasing us out of existence. And some of us, you know, you hate other black people. You kill other black people. You rob other black people. And you shouldn't kill or rob anybody. You shouldn't kill anybody unless you have to preserve the life, your life, or the life of your loved ones. And even then, you should make a decision as to whether or not you should harm somebody else. I do believe that violence is necessary at times. But I want to tell you something that, you know, for you to just go, if you're from Milwaukee and you just blindly go downtown and start setting stuff on fire, you need to watch some of my videos and do research. That's exactly what the powers that be, the Illuminati, the fallen ones, that's what they want. They want to distract and then come in as if they're the problem solvers. Because, and the way they'll be able to do it is because a lot of people just don't, they don't think for themselves. They don't. So we're seeing a lot of hoax activity going on in this country. And this Milwaukee event is one of them. And I'm going to go to it, and I'm going to go to some scriptures. And then we're going to close this out. If you look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, it says, he was talking about the end. He was asking them, when will the end come? He said, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. He said, but all of these are merely the beginning of birth pangs. This is the New American Standard Bible, which I like to read from. He said, that's the beginning. See, a lot of you, you know, you're getting fooled by these rappers now. I heard Kevin Gates saying your God doesn't exist. You're getting fooled by these celebrities. You're getting fooled by even these preachers. You're believing in gods that are not gods. You're believing in religions and belief systems that just are not true because you don't do your research. This is what's going on. And this is what happened in Milwaukee. Basically, they said, a guy by the name of Seville Smith was shot by the police, was killed. Do I know? Was I there? Do I know if he really was shot and killed? No, I don't know. But what I do know is that this is false. And I'm going to prove it in this broadcast. This is a false flag, ladies and gentlemen. You can't believe all these preachers. You can't believe this stuff on the news. You can't believe it. Talking about how bad the economy is. But I deliver pizzas as one of my jobs. And I see how rich these people are, man. But people listen to it. They buy into this stuff. You trust in people that you shouldn't trust. So they said, right? They said that this guy, Seville Smith, if you look up the ad or the advertisement or whatever you want to call it, the article, yeah, I called it an advertisement. Maybe that's what it is, advertising for the New World Order. But they stated that this guy was a felon. And then if you keep reading, they said that he got his concealed carry license. I want you to know, you can't get a concealed carry license with felonies. You can't even carry a gun. See, that's how clumsy they are. See, they think they can be clumsy because we don't pay attention to this stuff. So I looked up this guy's record, right? And they said he had a concealed carry and concealed weapon. Yeah, he does. But that's a misdemeanor in the state of Wisconsin. Possession of open intoxicants. Operating without insurance, operating while suspended, and he got a judgment for money. I went down this guy's record completely. I didn't see any robbery, didn't see any reckless endangerment, didn't see any of those things that they're saying that he did. This is ridiculous. And you look at people like me, and you say, well, he don't know what he's talking about. And then the most uninformed people in the world try to debate with me about the Bible and about these issues. And it's because I already know what it's for. I already know. Because they don't look at me as successful. I'm not rich yet. And if I do, if I don't, that doesn't matter. But people try to judge and listen to based on that. And they don't understand. They don't know about the Tavistock. How many universities are under the Tavistock. They're masters in mind control, MK Ultra. And brainwashing. So when these people graduate from these universities, they already know what to say and do because some of them are put in place by the Illuminati, by the government. And you ever notice how as soon as Michael Jordan started talking in favor of blacks, how all of a sudden now they're saying Jordans aren't popular anymore. That's the most popular shoe. Jordans ain't popular anymore. The minute he starts standing up and stop being quiet, he better be careful because that, if you notice, that's how Michael Jackson and Prince were at the end too. And a lot of you don't know that. Don't know that Prince did a lot of things to help a lot of different people and to help a lot of different causes in regards to black people. The thing that Prince didn't do is give up that catalog. And that's what got him in trouble. But as I look at this guy's record, I don't see things that they were saying. See, what they want to do, they want to control the guns. They want to get rid of any possibility of gun ownership. They're going to start with assault rifles, and they're going to try to move down the handgun because they want to have the advantage. Because as long as you can buy guns, you can protect yourself against them. And for those of you who don't know, the Second Amendment was to protect from military and police tyranny. That's what it was for. That's what it was for. And a lot of people don't know that if a police officer does anything unauthorized to you, that you can protect yourself. But don't go doing anything unauthorized to them. And you got to be real careful because some of these people that's possibly doing these shootings aren't even police. They're Manchurian candidates that gave a police uniform. You got to watch out for these police chiefs, for these mayors, governors. A lot of them are directly linked into this stuff. And don't think that every person that looks human is human. Some of them are, you got to realize, it says that he can transform himself into an angel of light. If he can transform himself, or she, those of you who don't know, I'm not going to get into my details about the one that we call the devil in this broadcast. But it's some strange stuff in regards to the truth about this person that we know as Satan as well. I dig deep. And that's how we all need to be. That's how we all need to be. It says you're gonna see wars. You're going to see riots. He said that's how it's going to be. Right before the coming. The coming. Remember the Tower of Babel? The whole world was building the tower up to heaven, up to the kingdom without the Most High. And that's what they're trying to do now. They're trying to do it now. They want you to accept everything. Oh, if a man wants to cut his penis off and dress as a woman, you better accept it. Now, here's what you better do. You better start storing up. You better start trying to have business. You better start, instead of spending all your money, you better know and understand that you can't trust these jobs. And that's how you should spend your money, and that's how you should think. You can't trust these jobs. That's why I refuse to work only once. Because the minute people find out who I am and the minute people find out what I believe, they're going to come with that garbage. They're going to start trying to mess with you a little more, trying to get you out of there, trying to get you fired. So in Revelation chapter 13, here's the end result. It's talking about the Antichrist, the Anti-Messiah, the false Messiah, the false chosen one. It says, and he causes all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free man and the slaves. Slavery is coming back. It's talking about the end, and it's talking about slaves. To be given a mark on their right hand or in or on their foreheads. And he provided that no one will be able to buy or sell except the one who has the mark. See, they want you to believe that they're the problem solvers. So when this time comes, they could be like, well, you're not with us. So, you know, you can't buy or sell. You're not a part of this. Are you? And then you go somewhere. Are you a member of such and such, the New World Society, or whatever they're going to call it? No. I'm sorry, sir. But you can't buy anything. And then they'll probably push a button and somebody will probably come get you and tell you that if you don't take the mark, you have to die. That's what all of this is leading to. That's what martial law is. That's what it is. It's all leading to that. Why do you think that they even allow jobs to go overseas? That's treason. That's treason. Because they can't have people getting too rich. They can't have too many people wealthy. Because if you're wealthy, you can buy things like guns. You can fortify your house. See, they can't have that. So they wouldn't be able to come in your house and take you down or take you out easily. And it's weird because if you look at all the celebrities that were standing up against the system, they all end up dead or missing. No one knows where they're at. Tupac, Michael Jackson. Before Michael Jackson died, he was in a dispute with Sony because he owned half of Sony. Prince, refusing to give up his catalog. And now we have Michael Jordan. Oh, and I failed to mention Bill Cosby. Whatever he did, let me tell you something. If he was drugging those women like that, he's Bill Cosby. He doesn't have to do that. The women don't have class. A lot of women don't have class like that anyway. A lot of women,
the minute they know you got money like Bill Cosby, they're coming. So either what he did was a ritual, or it was because he you know, his Illuminati ties. You don't get that rich without being with them. So now when he started trying to help black people and trying to talk to black people and start donating money, now all of a sudden all of this stuff that he did all those years ago is coming out. People say, I ain't taking up for Bill Cosby. He taking up for Bill Cosby. Let me tell you something. If you knew what George Bush and all the rest of a lot of them are involved in, you would understand what I'm coming from. You would understand. It says that the mark is coming, and that's what I call this, because this is just one of many events that you're going to see all over the world that's going to lead to the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast. It's coming. It's coming. It says in verse 13, he performs great signs, so that he even makes the fire come down out of heaven to the earth in the presence of men. See, that's what happens when you just look for signs. There's a lot of people out there that's mad at the Most High right now because they have autistic kids and because somebody died and that they were praying to live, and because maybe a lot of bad things keep happening to you. But I want you to understand something. If you're a believer, then you're a believer. Be a believer. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life. That's what the scripture says. So what? So what? Let your unsaved, unknowledgeable relatives talk. And I said, something ain't right. He can't talk about how saved he is. Why he got to ask me for help? Why he need my help? She talking about how saved she is. Why can't nothing good ever happen to her? Good stuff happened to me. Maybe I'm the one to say. That's how people think. But the reality of it is that there are fallen ones, and there's a kingdom called darkness. And anybody that truly belongs to the real light is going to be targeted by the darkness. So if you don't want nothing bad to happen to you, don't get saved. Don't say you saved. Don't get saved. Don't even let your heart believe. You're going to lose in the end anyway it go. But if you can't handle the tribulation that we face as believers on this earth, and notice I say believers because I was ordained minister in Christianity. But as I start researching this stuff, I'm just a believer now. I can't link myself to any particular religion because I know most religions. I know the traditions. I know the history. I know the people who founded them. I know where it came from. I've been studying this stuff for years. I know a lot about ancient mythology, the Sumerians, the Egyptians. I study all this stuff. And I still believe. And in fact, my faith is even stronger now. Because I believe. And because I researched. My research didn't draw me away from the Most High. My research drove me to him. And now it's like our relationship. It's not a mystery. He don't have to be mysterious with me. Because for years as his prophet, I've been open to you know, weird stuff, weird teachings. What people would call weird teaching. And so, in doing so, I know how to do research. And I know how to ask the Most High God for understanding this stuff. So, when things happen, and when I can trust my instinct, I can trust the spirit within me to expose. Like he did with this Milwaukee, like he did with this Civil Smith, talking about how much of a felon he is, much of a criminal he is. And I looked this guy up and couldn't find any of this stuff. And that's public record. And now they may try to go and change it, but it's too late. I already looked it up. This is a false flag hoax. If he did get shot, a Manchurian shot him. Stop rioting. Start trying to get your money right. Stop being against any. And this, here's the thing. I know how the world is set up. The world is set up for the Caucasian, the white, to be at the top. Yeah, I said it. But I don't hate white people because of that. I just understand how the world is. And I understand that we, whom they call so-called blacks, we need to stop killing and learn how to go back to how we were during the Civil Rights Movement and stick together and stop hating yourself. If you think a woman is a hoe, don't try to get with her. Get with a woman that's not. I mean, it's simple. But we need to stop all of these divisions, because I'm telling you, this division is leading right to the world order, one world government. It does not benefit any of us. And they're gonna make it look like it benefits everybody, but in the end, who's gonna win is that dragon that's gonna come out of the sea, that beast, that Leviathan, that behemoth. Uh oh, did I use those names? Do your research. Do your research. Now, she said, I will be like the Most High. Now, notice, when you see pictures of the Baphomet, it's a he, she, male and female organs. Be careful. Be careful. And you wonder why you got all this weird stuff going on in the world. People don't want to be what they were born to be. And some of these people still, they think that they're going to be in the kingdom of the Most High with female and male parts. Now, if you are a person who was truly born like that, maybe some genetic disorder, and you have male and female parts, and you got saved, he's not going to say send you to darkness or to torment because you have that. Because every now and then it probably really does happen. It probably does. But if you do that to yourself, you better repent and get saved. And, you know, what you were at birth, be that. If you alter your body and then you come to the Most High and you get saved, you can still be saved. He's not going to hold your fleshly body against you, because flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God anyway. Think that you could walk around saying you saved, and then weeks later, months later, years later, you can change your genetics. I want you to know that you are not saved. You're not. And if you, I mean, I don't want nobody to become suicidal because of what I say. But how can you say that you saved, right, on today? What's this, August 15th, 2016? And then October 15th, 2016, you're getting your penis cut off, and now you're saying you're a woman. And you saved, all right, you saved from the kingdom of the Most High. You saved into darkness. You have to transform. The Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind. If you saying you saved, but yet you think ain't nothing wrong with being gay, you think ain't nothing wrong with a grown man going at a little bitty boy or a little girl. If you think that, then I want you to know that your mind ain't transformed. And if your mind ain't transformed, then you ain't transformed. And if you ain't transformed, then you still are on the verge, if you die, of being a lost soul into the outer darkness, into the kingdom of darkness. You say, well, you don't know if all that's true. Yeah, you can tell yourself that. And I remember one guy, it's crazy. We were talking at my old job back when I was still in Milwaukee. And it was this guy that he's such a skeptic, you know, he's a skeptic towards anything in regards to God and the Bible and anything, right? And there was another guy who really ain't, he's not a believer, but he's not, like, close to the ideas and to the Bible and stuff. So we're in the gym talking. And I told the guy that's a skeptic, I said, you gambling big time. I said, because me? I said, let's say I was wrong, and there is no God, and all of that stuff wasn't true. I have nothing to lose. I said, but you, if you're wrong, you have everything to lose. And the other guy was like, you know what? You're right. And boy, he had a fit. His eyes got watery. He looked like he's going to start crying. He didn't know what to say. He's a Latino. The other guy's a Caucasian. And he's one of them Latinos that don't really necessarily embrace what he is, you know, kind of like a lot of us who are called black. So that really hurt his feelings that the Caucasian, the white guy, agreed with me. And I want all of you to know that. You got to understand. You could go around here talking about you're an atheist and there's no God all you want, but I'm telling you, that's the biggest gamble in the world. That's the biggest gamble in the world. Any believer, if all of this stuff is not false, but if all of it was false, then that person's going to die and that's going to be the end. That's it. But for you atheists, if all this stuff that we read in the scripture is the truth, you are headed towards a major disaster. Imagine being tormented, being punished forever and ever 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 and ever. That means that 10,000 years from now, you're still facing the same pains. 20,000 years from now, you still have the same pains and regrets. Because if you read the parable of the rich man and Lazarus in the scripture, the rich man remembered his life. Imagine that. 30,000 years from now, you still regretting your foolishness not to repent and come to the light, come to peace with the Most High. Don't get blinded by this stuff in Milwaukee. This stuff is false. Stop letting the news give you your knowledge. You need to start looking deeper into stuff instead of just believing. And a lot of people, if any of you will be trying to debate me over stuff, you got people, right? I know people right now because they got college degrees. It could be a subject that they don't know absolutely anything about. They'll try to argue me up and down, talk about how I'm crazy and all of this. The minute I hear that I'm crazy, I just mark that person on the enemy list. That's an enemy right there. It's not a friend. It's an enemy. So, basically, like I said, this is a hoax. But I want to thank you for listening. Make sure you do your research. Have a blessed day.